Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, March 29th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of Exodus in chapter 12, and I'll be reading verses 1 through 30. The title in my Bible says, The Passover and the Festival of Unleavened Bread. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, This month is to be for you the first month of your year. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one for each household. If any household is too small for a whole lamb, they must share one with their nearest neighbor, having taken into account the number of people there are. You are to determine the amount of lamb needed in accordance with what each person will eat. The animals you choose must be a year old males without defect, and you may take them from the sheep or the goats. Take care of them until the 14th day of the month, when all the members of the community of Israel must slaughter them at twilight. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. That same night they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire, along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the meat raw or boiled in water, but roast it over a fire, with the head, legs, and internal organs. Do not leave any of it till morning. If some is left till morning, you must burn it. This is how you are to eat it, with your cloak tucked into your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. On that same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals, and I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. This is the day you are to commemorate. For the generations to come, you shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord, a lasting ordinance. For 7 days you are to eat bread made without yeast. On the first day, remove the yeast from your houses. For whoever eats anything with yeast in it, from the first day through the seventh day, must be cut off from Israel. On the first day, hold a sacred assembly, and another one on the seventh day. Do not work at all on these days except to prepare food for everyone to eat. That is all you may do. Celebrate the festival of unleavened bread because it was on this very day that I brought your divisions out of Egypt. Celebrate this day as a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. In the first month, you are to eat the bread made without yeast, from the evening of the 14th day until the evening of the 21st day. For 7 days, no yeast is to be found in your houses. And anyone, whether foreigner or native born, who eats anything with yeast in it, must be cut off from the community of Israel. Eat nothing made with yeast. Wherever you live, you must eat unleavened bread. Then Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them, Go at once and select the animals for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood in the basin, and put some of the blood on the top and on both sides of the door frame. None of you shall go out of the door of your house until morning. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and sides of the doorframe and will pass over that doorway. And he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down. Obey these instructions as a lasting ordinance for you and your descendants. When you enter the land that the Lord will give you as He promised, observe this ceremony. And when your children ask you, "What does this ceremony mean to you?" then tell them, "It is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord, who passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt and spared our homes when He struck down the Egyptians." Then the people bowed down and worshiped. The Israelites did just what the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on the throne, to the firstborn of the prisoner who was in the dungeon, and the firstborn of all the livestock as well. Pharaoh and all his officials and all the Egyptians got up during the night, and there was a loud wailing in Egypt, for there was not a house without someone dead. As we approach this passage and think about it, we need to think about the context. Remember, the book of Exodus was written to the Israelites as they are about to embark on the promised land. So they're looking back on the story of the Exodus. And so today, as we read that this should be something, the Passover meal should be something that they celebrate every year, I want to go back to verse 26 for a second. It says this, "And when your children ask you, 'What does this ceremony mean to you?' then tell them, 'It is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord, who passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt and spared our homes when He struck down the Egyptians.'" God is instructing the Israelites not to forget His great act of deliverance. And we as believers should also take this mindset when we look to the cross. How do we remember this great act of deliverance? So it got me thinking, around Easter time, are there traditions that you have with your family that help you remember our great deliverance? One great opportunity for remembering as a part of our church will be Friday, April 15th from 5:30 to 7:30. We're going to have something called Journey to the Cross, and Sharon Howard, our children's minister, has been planning this. There will be a Seder plate there and other ways that we remember Jesus and His sacrifice for us. And of course, on Sunday, Easter Sunday, we will celebrate together the resurrection as we come together. But I think that other ideas are wonderful as well. One that I love is we make something called resurrection rolls at our house. So it's basically just crescent rolls. And you roll up one of those big marshmallows in the middle, and then you put oil and spices on it. It's just butter and then cinnamon sugar, and you bake them. And when they bake, the marshmallow melts out. And so it looks like an empty tomb when you open it up, and it's super cool. Anyway, if you have ideas on how we can remember as a fellowship, shoot them to me. Let's move on now to the Psalms. Today we're reading Psalm 97. The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround Him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. Fire goes before Him and consumes His foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim His righteousness, and all peoples see His glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols, worship Him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments, Lord. For you, Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for He guards the lives of His faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise His holy name. And now let's move to the Gospel of John. Today we finish up this Gospel by reading John chapter 21, verses 15 through 25. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today we're praying through letter J, and so think about your family and friends whose names start with J. Father, we come to you aware of your presence with us, reminded that you have given us the great gift of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that you would, throughout the day, give us awareness of your work in this world. Help us to cling to your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Bible, which tells us of Jesus and his work. Thank you for the reminders of the Exodus that we are called to remember your great acts of deliverance. We pray for those in our fellowship whose names start with J. Whatever they face today, would you be near them, Lord? Thank you, Lord, for them. We praise you that you have brought us together into a community of faith. We love you, Lord, and we pray that this day would be an offering of praise to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.